This operation is really very significant to both of the countries, especially the eastern DRC. You know that for a long time, this part has been infested with a lot of armed gangs, rebel groups, and of recent terror cells of ADF. Therefore, this operation, for which detention is really to wipe out this group, is really very significant to the people of Congo. For the first time, we think, and we have believed, and we believe that really that this operation, where UPDF is going to see the end of the existence of ADF. So now that we have the mandate of and the permission of the DRC government to join them and have this problem sorted, I know that for the first time, these people, I mean for a long time, these people are going to enjoy their lives the way other people do.
What does this joint military operation contain? Is it only by air? Is it operation on the ground?
It's a combined operation of all arms. Remember, we started with air and artillery, and now the ground forces are moving in. Because, like we are saying, the end state is to make sure that this part of Congo is fully, I would say, fully liberated from the hands of the terrorists, from the hands of armed groups. Therefore, now the air strikes are definitely are there and will still continue to be there, but also the ground troops have moved in to take positions with the intention of course, combing the areas where they have already struck, but also to look for the other hideouts, perhaps where the air strikes cannot go.
In the past, residents in parts of Congo have kicked against the UN military presence in Congo. Don't you think that with this combination of the joint military operation could also face a similar fate with people getting tired of military operations in that part of Congo?
No, on the contrary, not. People are very happy. People are very supportive. This is what they've been waiting for. They've been let down by the UN presence in that region. A lot of massacres have happened under the eyes, under the nose of the monarch. People have been butchered. Girls have been raped. Properties have been looted. Under the presence, the full presence of monarch forces or UN forces. That is why the people were tired. Because with all the resources, what are people seeing? They're only seeing, and they are choosing them of actually only seeing their resources getting taken away. But they're increasingly seeing increased and intensified activities of ADF, intensified activities of armed gangs. That is why people are saying no to UN, but they know that with UPDF entering there and joining hands with the Kinshasa government, it's all going to be well. I can assure you, from what we are getting on ground, from the population, they're saying for at long last now, they have a ray of hope. They know that life is going to return to normalcy.
There's a suggestion that the Allied Democratic Forces, or the ADF, claimed that it carried out suicide bombings in Uganda's capital, Kampala, last month, could have necessitated this joint military action by the UPDF and the Congolese army. But if I may ask, what is the end game here?
You've said that the bombings in Kampala could have precipitated this. Yes, this could be a catalyst. This is our philosophy, that you cannot have stability in our country where else there's no stability and you say that it's over. You know, they came and carried out the twin bombs. But now it's time for us, because now we have the permission. And this permission we have been looking for quite some time. So it's now time for us to take the war or the battle to them, wherever they are. And this is our wish. And what we know we are going to gain from this is, first of all, our president believes in all the peoples of Africa being free from insecurity. The end game is to finish terror activities within the country, but also in our neighborhood.